And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. She joins me each month. We talk about ways to live better, ways to feel better, ways to eat with the seasons, ways to, be in touch with what is going on in your own body. We're going to talk a little bit about empowerment today. And we'll also talk about the fact that we move into the what is the winter season, the cold, the flu season. Let's face it, more people get sick in this time of year. And there's also seasonal affective disorder. There's a lot of things that go on in the wintertime. There are those people that love the winter, that love to be out in the snow. They love the cold weather. They like that brisk kind of fighting the elements kind of feeling. I'm not one of those people, but I know that I think the thing is more people will be going to the doctor and more people will be, and there's ways to stay healthy during the cold and flu season. And also ways to talk to your doctor and ways to understand exactly. And I think the one thing that some people try to, they are intimidated by their doctor. And I think that they maybe don't say the stuff they should say. And maybe, are unable to really communicate with their doctor. And I think that's something, that can be something that can be a real problem, particularly if you're not being treated correctly. Isn't that the case?
That's really true. And the thing is that it's a two-way street. And not only maybe do the people not know how to communicate with their doctor, but I don't necessarily know that people in the medical field have been taught effective communication skills. And you know as well as I do, we talk a lot about communication and how all of that happens. And I think it's really important that you have that kind of thing. We've talked about imagined interactions in the past, which are those conversations you have with yourself to either pre-plan what you're going to say, or maybe you do it after you've had a conversation to see what's most effective. And in the research that I did on that particular study, it showed that the one thing that no one does is practically use imagined interactions for their health and wellness. And it's extremely important. That's probably more important than asking for a raise, because you only get this one body.
And imagined interactions, that, what, define that if you would.
It's conversations that you have in your mind with people. And it's not just like, it's kind of talking to yourself, but it's not just saying, oh, I need to go to do the laundry and go to the grocery store and buy milk. It's, okay, I'm going to have this radio show with Steve today. Here's what I think we're going to say. Here's what I think he might ask me. Here's what I think the listeners might want to hear. And then you imagine what that feedback is going to be so that you're prepared. So you can use it ahead of time to prepare, or you can use it post to say, oh, I wish I would have said this. I wish I could have said that. Next time, if I said this more effectively, maybe a conflict wouldn't have arisen.
And I think the fact that, and when we're talking about treating your own self or treating your body or trying to get over sickness, you need to know what to say, and you need to know how to say what is wrong with you and what you're feeling, and also what you've been doing, maybe what you've been doing to try to improve it or to improve it on its own. Or what you think, basically be an equal partner with the doctor or any healthcare professional. That's probably the best way to put it. And so if you're in touch with what is going on inside of you, you can be better able to explain that. And hopefully the doctor or the healthcare professional, whatever that may be, can be able to communicate effectively as well. And if you're not satisfied with what you're being told or what you're hearing, you need to find somebody else.
And I wouldn't even necessarily say need to find somebody else. You need to hold that healthcare professional accountable. You need to take action. And my message today to my listeners is empowerment. You need to feel empowered. And a lot of times people who are in positions of authority, and again, we're going to talk about healthcare professionals today because the topic of our show is always
right.
Health and wellness, but it could happen in any place where there's a authority figure, where egos come into play, where they feel that they're superior and they want to bully you into submission or what it is that they think that you should do.
And there's a lot of background as well. And the doctors can have a bad day too, and people can have a bad day. And if you have a string of people that you're trying to treat, I know that sometimes I had a doctor, and I remember I changed doctors because I felt like I had been in an assembly line. I felt like I was in part of a piece of a car or something like that, rolling down the assembly line. And I think that that's something that, you know, it's just the feeling I had. So I changed, and I was very happy with what I did. But I guess the fact is not everybody has the ability to, to be firm and to be assertive and to do what they need to do to take care of themselves. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about alternative healing. It's one of the reasons why we talk about ways to live better, how to feel healthier, things that you need to have. Well, we talk about the fact that in the darkest part of the year, you need to find the ways to get the sun that you can, because you still need that vitamin D from the sun, don't you? I mean, that's one of the things that...
You absolutely need vitamin D. And so that kind of brings full circle, which you didn't even necessarily know that that was what I wanted to talk about. But I had a very unnerving experience here last week with a healthcare provider. I'm not going to say where they were, who it was. We're not here to point fingers. What it is I want to share the story that if this could happen to me, somebody who's extremely informed, knows a lot about all kinds of health issues, and you know your body better than anybody else. And I'm a fairly assertive individual and pretty outspoken. And for me to be completely bullied and leave an office.
Or at least feeling that way,
And feel and leave an office in tears and then still not get any results. You know, that was why I wanted to share this today. You need to be empowered. And if you're not feeling empowered, you need to find a way to do it. Now, I'm not saying that it's report the person. You could do that. You could ask for a supervisor. You could do what you suggested and find a different thing. You're right. It's about finding a good fit. But I do want to share my story because I went in for shortness of breath. Shortness of breath, having chest pains, sort of like a light chest pain, some pain in my back. I know my body really well. I'm in tune with it. I have a lot of body work done on me. So I notice the slightest little thing, like the princess and the pea.
Okay.
And listeners out there, you know your body better than anybody else because you've lived in it your whole life. So that's another thing for you to keep in your sort of toolbox of when you go in. And I went in there and I had a lot of bone pain again, a lot of joint pain because I'm vitamin D deficient, severely vitamin D deficient. And I had gone there specifically because I wanted to have a refill of the pharmaceutical grade vitamin D.
Okay.
I left there and first of all, the person never listened to my heart. They never listened to my lungs. They physically never even touched me.
Okay.
And
so there are healthcare professionals that not all of them are the same.
No.
And not all are the same.
And
quality.
This isn't about pointing fingers. The thing is that when I did leave there, I did not get a vitamin D prescription. And they sent me home with a painkiller, which I refused over and over and over again, which I will not take.
Okay.
But the point is...
So what could you have done? What is there
anything I asked for a supervisor.
Okay, all right.
The supervisor did have them come back in then and listen to my heart and lungs. What was said to me was, well, I guess you have a heart after all.
Okay.
And so the thing is that I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm fortunate because I know where I can go to get vitamin D pharmaceutical grade supplements. I know where I can go to get things that I need to do, but the average person doesn't know that. And so don't be bullied. If you're going to take a prescription, know what those side effects are. I'm completely on board with going to a medical health professional. That is important. I think you need to be a partner, like we talked about earlier.
But you need to be comfortable, and you need to have communication, and you need to be satisfied that the communication you're giving is also being received, and that you understand the communication that the healthcare professional is giving you. I think that's really the key here. In other words, if you don't go to the doctor very often, and I think a lot of men don't go to the doctor hardly at all. I happen to be one that because I started going, I'm now on Medicare, so I've got. And I check in about every 4 months just to see, you know, basically, partly of the reason is to make sure I'm okay, make sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to. And I think, the fact is if you're not satisfied with your health care, then you need to find ways to improve it and ways to be more assertive and empowered to say the right things. And really, I think that's the doctor needs to know, or the healthcare professional needs to know what your feelings are, and you need to be as assertive as
they are. And they need to listen, too.
Yeah.
And I want to say that I had blood work to back up that I really did need the vitamin D supplement. It wasn't just me coming in off the street saying, here's what I think I need. So I think a lot of times, again, the point of this today's show was twofold. One, I want people to feel empowered. And two, I think that the people out there need to listen to one another and communicate. And if it's through imagined interactions, if it's through writing, if you have to take a list into the doctor, if you have to do all of those kinds of things. But like I said, I didn't just roll over and let what happened, but I know that there are people who would. They would leave there thinking, okay, well, this is it, and I'll just have to take this, and I'll be done with it. And
the bottom line here is you know yourself, and you also know that at wintertime, winter is a challenge on itself, and I know that we talked about vitamin D. We talked about vitamin D from the sun, finding ways to get more vitamin D through the sun. You said even just sitting in a window with the sun for a few minutes.
15 minutes a day is what's recommended.
Yeah, and getting that to kind of be, and particularly if you're one that might have a tradition or a likelihood of having vitamin D deficiency. Then you need, will regular supplements, you said vitamin D pharmaceutical grade, the difference between that and vitamin D other supplements?
Yes, there are supplements, and you can take over-the-counter thing. Again, you have to be really careful about what is the supplement encapsulated in, because sometimes your body can't break down the cheaper supplements with that. And there are vitamin D2, vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is the pharmaceutical grade. It's not something that you want to take for long term. But when you're extremely deficient, which is where I'm at, you sort of need that super high powered boost of that. Again, I could go to other places. You can get them at even pharmacies sell vitamin D that's over the counter. So yes, there's all kinds of things out there that you can do. But it absolutely is one of the things that the sun is probably the best.
And we've talked about that before. But the bottom line is take charge of your own health and your own health care, and be a partner with your healthcare professional. And if you're not satisfied, then keep looking.
You need to find a good fit.
Find a good fit and do what you need to do so that you are satisfied, and then you walk away feeling better. I think that's really the lesson of the day. If they want more information about any of the things that we've talked about or any of the things that we're dealing with, I know you've got a number. You've also got a website, right?
Yes, they can call me at 319-752-0175. Or they could find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif. That's probably easier than the website.
Okay, real easy. Rhonda Reif, thanks for dropping by, and hope you feel better, and hope that the winter is kind.